Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll turn to verse 30 and 31 of chapter 15. Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints. Amen. So this is just something that God was speaking to me through 2 days ago in my quiet time. It says in verse 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this, especially this season of our church, we're praying for the impossible. And I really felt like this was another promise from God for us as we pray and as we seek the Holy Spirit for Pentecost Sunday. Because he says that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And really, I think abounding in hope, you know, that can only be done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Only if, you know, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, and as he fills us up with himself, then we can truly abound in hope, because life can be, you know, very disappointing sometimes. And even in our prayers, even when we go before God, sometimes, you know, we can lose the hope, you know, in believing, because sometimes we feel like we've been praying and praying, but nothing seems to work and nothing seems to be happening. But here Paul's teaching us, first, that God is a God of hope, right? And that he will fill us with all joy and peace in believing. All joy and peace in believing. So it's not that kind of, you know, you're just believing, but you're so sad, but you're just like forcing yourself to believe and stay in your faith. But, you know, he says that God will fill you with joy and peace in having faith and in believing. And that's the kind of believing that I think God wants us to lead us through, especially in this time as we are praying and as we're seeking the Lord, that he will fill our hearts with all joy and all peace in believing the Lord to come and do the impossible in our lives, and that we may abound in hope. You know, so that is my prayer leading up to May 31st, that we may be filled with all joy and be filled with all peace and abound in hope as we believe the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit, or through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is my prayer for after May 31st, you know, as we receive the Holy Spirit, as he comes more in fullness of his power, that we may always abound in hope, you know, that I may always abound in hope as I believe the Lord to come and do the impossible in my life, and that I won't lose hope. And I also wanted to turn to verse 30. Now urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints. Paul, when he is writing to the Romans, he is getting ready to go to Jerusalem, right? He knows that God has called him to go to Jerusalem, but he also knows that there's going to be a lot of hardship and persecution when he goes to Jerusalem. But he has also expressed to the people in Rome that he would like to come and visit them after his work in Jerusalem. And I just thought it was really cool that when he talks about, you know, he's exhorting the Romans here and saying, hey, I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, that you would strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And Paul, you know, encourages them to pray, and It sounds like their prayers will make a difference in Paul's life. He's telling them, hey, pray for me that, you know, in Judea that I will be delivered from those who are disobedient and that my service in Jerusalem will be acceptable to the saints there. But he's saying, you know, pray for me and strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And that's just another reminder for us, because sometimes we pray, but we forget that our prayers are really effective. You know, we just pray. You know, Peace Sam was talking about, you know, you just make junk mail phone calls or junk, you know, you lift up junk mail to God. Because if we pray without believing, it has no effect, you know, like why do we come and pray? But Paul here says, hey, pray for me. And he sounds as if their prayers will make a difference in his life, you know, in his trip to Judea. And, you know, because they will make a difference. And because whether they pray or not, that will make a difference. I remember when I was a little bit younger, my dad asked me to pray for something. And I did. And then he came back and he said, oh, yeah, yeah. And so I asked him, oh, how did it go? And he was like, oh, it went really well. And he said, oh, because you prayed for me. And I was like, oh, come on, you know, it's not because of my prayers. But then he said, really? Then why do you pray? And I was like, oh, true, right? Because why do we pray if we don't think that it's going to make a difference? And so here, you know, this morning as you come out to pray, your prayers are going to make a difference. And pray like it's going to make a difference, you know? Pray with faith and pray with hope and belief. So that is my word to you today. Will, can you tell us what happened to... Cool. I'm just going to repeat it because we want it recorded on the EMP podcast. So Grace, we've been praying for Grace's mom. That's exactly what we prayed for, that she would see Jesus in her coma. And Grace asked her and she said yes. Right? She nodded her head and said that she saw Jesus in her coma. And she was having high blood pressure, but... and other stuff, but Grace and blood, huh? Brain pressure, and Grace started praying right there, and high blood pressure and brain pressure both went down as she was praying before her eyes. But now Grace has sore throat because she's been praying and stuff a lot, so just asks us to pray for her. Okay, so let's just, let's close our eyes and let's allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us and convict our hearts. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. You never change, you never fail, oh God. You never change, you never fail, oh God. Great are your promises. True are your promises. You never change, you never fail, oh God. So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One who was and is to So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One who was and is to come. Verse 3. Wide is your love and grace. Wide is your love. Wide is your love and grace. You never change. You never fail, oh God. Wide is your love and grace. Wide is your love and grace. Wide is your love and grace. You never change. You never fail, oh God. So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One, who was and is to come. So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One, who was and is to come. You were, you are, you will always be. You were, you are, you will always be. Oh, you were, you are, you will always be. You were, you are, you will always be. So we raise up. So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One, who was and is to come. So we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One, who was and is to come. 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 Let's pray together as a group. Let's lift up Grace again. Let's lift up her family and her mom. And let's pray that for healing for Grace, her sore throat. And just, she's quite tired. She wasn't able to sleep very well and she's getting attacks just being there. So let's just pray for her. Let's cover her in prayer. Let's ask that God will really strengthen her and use her to speak the truth. Speak the gospel to them. Let's pray for continual covering and healing for her mom. So just lift her up. Thank you. Let's also pray for our SP leaders. Let's pray for our pastors. First of all, Pastor Sam, Pastor Sam Kim. You can cover me in prayer as well. And let's also lift up our IP leaders, our worship team people, and our house church leaders, the people that serve and lead at the church, you know, missions board and advisory board. Let's just ask the Lord to really cover them, for protection, and that they will really stay close to the Lord and stay intimate with God through all the busyness of life, work, and ministry, and all that stuff. Let's pray that God would really draw them closer to Himself. Let's just cover the leaders, and please cover your own house church leader if you're in a house church. Dear God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, God, we can abound in hope, God, and we can abound in peace and joy, God, as we strive to really believe you, God, in your word, God, and in your promises that you have given to us. And we thank you, God, that your word shows us that prayer, God, our prayers, you know, do matter, God, that they affect, what happens, God, and it does something, God, in the spiritual realm and also in the physical realm. We thank you for what we see in Grace's testimony, God, of her mom, and we just ask that you will continue to be there for her, for the family, God, and speak your truth, your love, God, to the family members, God, and heal Grace's mom, and heal Grace right now from her sickness, and help her to sleep well and get well rested. And we lift up our church leaders, God, our pastors and staff members, God, and house church leaders and the different leaders. We ask you, God, to really have mercy upon them, bless them. Thank you, Lord. Help us to continue to walk with you the rest of this day, God, and to really offer ourselves up as living sacrifices to you, holy and acceptable before you, God. Holy Spirit, work in our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please stay and pray, and you can leave whenever you need to.